Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. And we welcome in our friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Charles, how we doing? What's going on?
I'm doing well. Are we going to talk about the 17-0 start or
we'd like to talk about the first half only, please.
Yes.
We need to talk about me texting Joe going, this is a problem. Like, yeah. Man. Let's not do the boxing thing where we circle.
let's just get right in there. So yeah, Levis with one of the worst interceptions that you'll ever see in a National Football League game. Also had a couple of really bad misses in that game to Calvin Ridley that you just can't have if you're going to win games. The Titans offensive line was reminiscent of the Titans offensive line last year where they couldn't block anyone. It was an atrocious showing in the second half for them. What did you think of it when you watched it, and specifically on the Levis interception? I guess what went through your mind when you saw it, and how do you bounce back from that if you're him and the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, I guess as I watched it in my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, we're back to the start of last season where I was like, all right, yeah, you know, I felt great about the Titans and, you know, hear all the things that can go right. And then you look through 17-0, I'm thinking, oh, yay, you know, they're rolling. Everything I thought could happen is kind of coming together now. And then, you know, as the game went on, I'm sure Joe's probably brought it up by now. I mean, there were times where I'm texting Joe, like, just like, dude, you know, like the rookie left tackle got smoked on that play, and which is maybe something that, you know, there's certain individuals who, when there's a subpar performance, you can kind of say that's expected. But Levis is a guy that, you know, given how the coaching staff has talked about him, where it's supposed to go, especially that interception. I mean, it's just, there's certain things that happen and you're like, you can't, whether it's year two or not, whether you're a young guy or not, there's just certain plays you can't make. And that is one that is, it sticks, and it sticks for a long time. And I, you know, it's funny, it becomes a meme where he's on his knees and he's holding his head. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly the right reaction, you know, to have to that moment, because you can't, you simply can't have this. And like, history in the NFL is littered with guys who have super strong arms, you know, and bring a lot to the table as quarterbacks, talent wise, but then make certain mistakes where you're like, you just, like, bottom line, you just can't do that. And what's scary is you see them make those mistakes earlier in their career and you're like, okay, well, I hope that works itself out. And for a vast majority of those guys, it doesn't, you know, it's the refuse to lose kind of element in their head. And, you know, you just, that was, to me, I'm like, that's the refuse to lose moment that kills careers, like, where guys just can't ever erase that. Now, I don't want to put that on them again. It's week one of, I always tell people, don't overreact about week one. It's, and I tell myself that, and then I watch the games and I always overreact. I mean, I remember last year, I live in Houston, like, the Texans lost 25-9 in week one last year. And people are like, that's it. You know, it's going to be
2-15.
Yeah. 0-17. They're going to, you know, they traded their first round pick. They're going to have the first pick in the draft. They're traded it away. It's going to be the worst thing ever. And the Texans turned it around in a way that was, you know, monumental. And I mean, I covered week one last year. I went to Chicago, and Jordan Love got off to a decent start.